we spent the last 3 years developing this product, and we've spent a lot of resources to do that. But we just didn't want to get to the market and say, hey, here's a really new, great in-floor cleaning system. We really wanted our entire process, the entire experience for our builders to be something unique and different. And so we didn't stop with just a disruptive, innovative system. We wanted our entire delivery method to be optimally suited to how a contractor builds.
This is episode 201 with Nick Giz and Jim Gettle of Pool Products. Enjoy.
Welcome to your go-to podcast for the pool and spa industry. My name is Tyler Rasmussen.
And my name is Greg Viafania. And this is the Pool Chasers Podcast. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time to be on the show today. Really excited to jump into all this. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you?
Awesome.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. So we'll start with you, Nick. Can you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Yeah. My name is Nick Giz. Been in the pool business essentially my whole life, and I'm now here working with Jim Gettle and Pool Products. So really excited to be here, and I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, and I know people see that Giz last name, they automatically, you know, go back to the Giz family. Do you get that a lot where they're just like Giz?
Like, yeah, you know? There's only one Giz. Yeah, right? It's not a very common last name, but very fortunate to have that last name. You know, I was always taught early on in life that your name is everything, and we feel like we've built a really strong name. And so it's carried a heavy influence on me in the swimming pool industry.
Yeah. How was it growing up, like, in the industry? I mean, really, from probably, you know, zero coming into the world, it's just pools.
It was great. I was actually having a conversation with Jim about that yesterday. I would have essentially my whole life people telling me, God, it must be really hard, you know, being Buzz's son, being Buzz Giz's son. And I was actually telling Jim it was quite easy. My dad was such a major influence and hero of mine and still is to this day. And the reputation that he's built has just trickled down to me. And so I've been very blessed and fortunate actually to be a Giz and to be Buzz's son and to grow up in this industry with the reputation that we've built. So quite the opposite. It's been wonderful to try to fill his shoes.
That's great. And how about you, Jim?
So my father is also he's got a deep heritage in the swimming pool industry, and his name is John Gettle. So he actually worked with the Giz family his entire career. So his history is, you know, kind of the DNA where Giz's are phenomenal business people and phenomenal salespeople and just know how to run an organization. My father is just a brilliant mind of creation. And so really the majority of the products that Paramount carried was really a product of my father's mind. So, you know, I just think about times when I was growing up and, you know, around my house, there would be, you know, magazines or tablets or whatever laying around, and everything had some kind of a sketch where my dad was just working on some creation of his mind. So super interesting guy that just real abstract thinker, just looks at things in a way that nobody else I've ever met looks at it. And he sees things that most of us don't see. So just a brilliant inventor, creator. He has over 100 patents in the swimming pool industry. So just a super brilliant human being. And for decades, just was a fantastic partnership with the Giz companies and what they did. He started back in paddock pools probably when I was about 1 year old. So it was back in 1967, 68, something like that, and has spent his entire career there. So, you know, the nut maybe didn't fall too far from the tree when it comes to me. I'm a little bit that way as well. Had a career of creating products and very entrepreneurial and those kinds of things. So super honored to be working with Nick, and I've always admired, you know, Buzz Giz and how he runs a business has been a real mentor to me. And certainly my father has been a mentor to me when it comes to product creation and what makes a quality product, not just something different, but something that's really applicable, works well in the field, that guys are happy to install and those kinds of things. So yeah, just a long history, really decades of just, you know, product creation and engineering.
Very cool. And I can tell you guys are doing something different. I can tell you're trying to shake things up and really be innovative in this space. I mean, I got to visit your facility a few days ago, and I was just right away blown away. Like, everybody's moving, everybody's talking, answering questions, and then you see the product and you're like, what the hell is this? This is unlike anything I've ever seen. And I've seen those domes popped up quite a few times, and it's just really special. For the listeners that don't know, which there's probably quite a few that have no idea what Pool Products is, can you just share, you know, what you can about it, you know, what products you make, what lines are coming out, all that good stuff?
Sure. Pool Products is a company that was really born out of this heritage of product creation, and primarily what our first really disruptive product that we're introducing to the market is what's called our Pool Connect, or in-floor cleaning system. And it's really taking the heritage of what's worked extremely well in in-floor pool cleaning and what's been tested over decades, but really bringing it up to current technology and really leapfrogging what's out in the market right now, and not with just what's one thing or two things better, but how should in-floor cleaning really be done in a swimming pool? So just maybe a brief overview. So instead of just a system that randomly agitates a pool by just cycling through a mechanically driven valve, and zones run, and they just, the heads go up and down once in a zone, and they shoot a jet of water, and then it moves to the next zone in the pool, and it kind of randomly moves around the pool and moves debris, and then hopefully it finds its way to a skimmer or to a drain. What we've created is a completely intelligent in-floor cleaning system that's literally phone app based. It's run on your phone. What's completely different is that we now are able to completely program a specific pool of how it's to clean. So the big idea is that debris moves from the furthest end away from the drain. That when the heads come up, they do full rotations or they cycle to completely clean the zone of the pool, moving the debris to the next zone and systematically moving it down through the pool into the collection area of the pool. So, you know, with that, there's just a lot going on with the heads that are different, the valve that's different, the control system that's different on the Pool Connect system.
And I would just add, elaborate a little bit further on that. So typical in-floor systems are just agitation systems. You have nozzles that come up for a certain amount of seconds and go to the next zone and then the next zone, and you're agitating the debris. Sometimes the debris, it's fighting itself back and forth. With what Jim is explaining is that each, it's a zone by zone cleaning system. So our nozzles are not even going to the next zone of the water valve until that area of the pool is cleaned first, and then it moves to the next zone. Then you clean that zone, and then it moves to the next zone. So typical in floors, sometimes you're blowing debris back and forth. There is no more debris being blown back and forth. So what you're going to do is you're going to also speed up your cleaning because of this zone by zone cleaning system. It's, the pool is going to clean much faster and more efficiently. And then on the other end of things, it's now a system you can actually troubleshoot. So past in-floor systems, what do you do if a pool is not cleaning or you have a dead spot, which would, we would call a dead spot in the in-floor business? You'd maybe change out an orifice size or a nozzle to give it some more pressure, but that's all you can do. With this system, we can add time to the valve. We can do a myriad of things to actually try to troubleshoot the system now, because it's all run through your app, and we can specialize and accommodate to whatever that area needs.
I think that's one of the coolest things I have ever seen, is actually having the control. You know what I mean? Like, you control the zones, you control what the heads are doing. We've never had that before, where we're able to, you know, have that type of flexibility in the in-floor system. So I just think that that is so cool. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the app, because I feel like when you're talking about the app, you know, a bird's eye view of the app, you really get an idea of like what this is doing. Because I mean, this is the first time that really the app is, once it's installed, it is like controlling everything.
Sure. Yeah, I think one of the things that's interesting is, you know, we talk about around our office a lot. Really, there's just this technology is such a leapfrog in what it's in the in-floor industry, and is so disruptive. Literally, there's probably, you know, for us to break it down today and kind of talk about it, there's probably 20 significant technology advances in this system or more that if, you know, we came out with one of those, it would be very disruptive. But we started with a blank piece of paper, and we really added a lot to the system. So, the big idea is that we have now a system that's completely modifiable and controllable through a phone app. So how's that put together, and what's the basis of that? Well, because of our technology and how things operate, not can we just clean zone by zone, but we can actually program each zone within the pool, and our system will go clear from 4 zones up to 15 zones in a single system, and we can program each of those zones to entirely operate different than the next zone in the pool. So where we go in and we actually do this programming for the pool builder, they don't have to worry about it. When we do the design and the head layout, optimally lay out the heads within the pool, and then we go in and say how exactly, based on the heads that are used and the configuration, the architecture of that zone, how should this zone operate? So in an area you might have a Baja step or steps going into the pool, I don't need to run the water that long, but I may want to cycle the head around more. So in other words, I want to maybe go a full rotation, stepping the head around, say 18 times, and I want shorter bursts of water to clean up small areas like the steps, so I can run those heads for 30 seconds. I might go to the next zone in the pool, and now that zone is in a little deeper water. And what's absolutely disruptive about this system, when you get into the nuts and bolts of it, is up until now, you are never able to run water out of a nozzle longer than about 40, 45 seconds, because all the valves in the market are mechanically driven, gear actuated valves. So it's like a clock. It just keeps moving. You can slow the water down. You can try to do some different things, but you really can't change the amount of time that jet can push water in a given direction. But now we can infinitely program what we want that water jet to shoot in any given direction. So when that head comes up, I can have it run for 10 seconds. I can have it run for 30 seconds. I can have it run for a minute. So even going from 45 seconds to a minute in a given direction gives an opportunity for that water jet to really form, and it reaches much further in the pool and current starts develop. So now, literally with the same size, even like say a half inch nozzle in your in-floor pool, instead of, maybe it goes normally about 8 feet, we can extend that to 10 and 12 feet because that water gets a chance to really develop. So by manipulating how many steps and how long that jet of water runs, we can completely change how a pool cleans. And as Nick mentioned earlier, we can actually go back at any time, whether it's 5 minutes after the pool started, 5 days or 5 years, we can go back and we can completely modify how a pool is cleaned through that app. So on the phone app, you have all the zones within that given pool layout, and the app is tied to the original programming. So when you go to start up the pool, you actually flash the programming from our portal for that given pool. So let's say it's the Jones residence. You go in there and that pool builder would say, okay, this is my Jones job. I hit on that button, says the Jones job, here's our programming. And our system produces its own Wi-Fi connection that connects to your phone app, and it will flash that programming into the pool. So the pool builder doesn't have to do any detailed programming. We do all that for them. But at any time, they can go in and select any zone. I can diagnose it. I can say, go to zone 6 in a pool, and our valve will step to zone 6 automatically and will run that zone. Or let's say, pool environments change. Trees grow, different things happen, and you can at any time change the sequence or how long a zone runs within that pool. And that's something that's just easily adjustable in seconds on your phone app.
That is seriously so crazy.
Yeah, like, there's a lot to unpack there. But yeah,
because you could be very well in, say, a dive style pool and have a party, kids are on one side of it, but you want to keep the, water moving because, you don't like to just let it sit. A lot of kids in a pool can turn green. But if you can keep the heads, just up, say, in one portion of the pool and control that they're, down where the kids are at, so they're not knocking their feet on them, different things like that. It just seems like this is one of those products that can work in any one of the Sunbelt state pools. Because you know how the pools in Texas are different than the pools in Florida, different than California and Arizona and all these different things, but you have so much control that you can really do what you want with it, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The other thing that is unique about it is that our system now, you know, really brings it up to current technology. And frankly, the in-floor, you know, even the very best systems in the market have really been largely the same for the last 25 years. There really hasn't been any technology advancement at all. So while this seems like an enormous leapfrog in technology and what our system can do, it's really bringing up to what current standards are within the swimming pool industry of, you know, customers want things that they can control on their phone, and builders want things that are easily adjustable and easy to set up and so they can minimize their time in the field. So as part of doing that, with the phone app, you can literally change that pool system at any time. So it makes it very functional. And with the programming, the pool system is completely changeable at any time. So if that pool environment changes, you can go back later and completely change how that pool cleans. So it just gives, where in the past it was what it was, and now it's just a completely fluid system that can adapt with the changing environment.
Yeah. And speaking of the past, I mean, what are some of the biggest concerns? I'm sure you've heard an insane amount, Nick.
Yeah.
What were the biggest concerns about in-floor systems that, you know, you've heard over the years?
There's been definitely many concerns about in-floor systems over the years. In-floor definitely has progressed, though. And so when I was formerly at Paramount, it has totally progressed from when, you know, Caretaker was around in California and doing what they were doing. But in-floor definitely has progressed over the years. But I think the main concern would be that it's not really a true cleaning system. You're just kind of agitating the debris. Hopefully you're stirring it up. Some of the debris gets removed from your skimmer, and then the other gets moved from the main drain. And you hope it kind of eventually makes its way down to the main drain. But in-floor was never to be able to really be sold as a true cleaning system because it's randomized and it's not a cleaning system, it's just agitation. So I think the main concern with in-floor prior to Pool Connect and pool products was that in-floor is really just an agitation system. It's a decent way to clean the pool, but it's not the very best way to clean the pool.
Sure. And with this product, it pretty much does both, right?
Correct. It does both. And like Jim has, you know, elaborated on that, this is not a cookie cutter system. This is a very customized system per your pool, which is really cool for the homeowner. Even on their app, it actually shows a picture of their pool on the app too. So it's very customized. You know, our competitors, it's cookie cutter. It's a kind of a one size fits all. This, your pool is customized for you. And I think our packaging and delivery system is really cool too. You know, the way it comes out of our shop, all of our nozzles are already pre-built. So there's nothing to do out in the field, but besides put that nozzle in its place to go. You're not putting in different orifice sizes or putting the nozzle together like some of our competitors are doing. It's all prepackaged and built in our warehouse before. And then you saw the nozzles the couple of days ago, right? Our technology and the nozzle. We have a kind of a one nozzle fits all, which I'll kind of harp a little bit about. You know, we can change our nozzle from a weighted nozzle to a spring nozzle. We can go clockwise to counterclockwise, and it's all through the cam technology. And then the nozzle, we have partial rotate nozzles. So in some areas of the pool, you don't need a 360-degree nozzle. So you'll put a 270-degree nozzle there or a 180 nozzle there or a 90-degree nozzle there. Because once again, the whole point of this system is to get the nozzles blowing the debris towards the main drain, not blowing anything backwards. So our nozzle technology is super cool with the partial rotate, clockwise, counterclockwise, spring, and weighted, all with the same nozzle with just different cam technology.
Yeah, you guys really have thought of everything, because that has been a concern at my pool for some time now, where the head pops up and it just goes like right towards the wall, the top step towards the wall, and it's popping water out, and you hear it, you know, the kitchen's right there, and it's like, what the hell is that? And it's like, oh, it's just, you know, it's on that zone, I guess, but we have no control over it. But now you're saying that instead of it blowing in that direction, we could just have it going the other way. We've got full control to do whatever we want, because it's nice to have control, because a swimming pool, once it's, you know, designed and built, you can't do anything to it. You can't manipulate it and make it a different shape. It can't be small or bigger. It can't do all these different things. So having control of a cleaning system to kind of, you know, contour to the pool. It's really good stuff.
Yeah. Another thing about the system that it's not just what's going on within the system inside the pool, it's what's going on outside of it. And, you know, when significant in-floor cleaning was created, there weren't things like variable speed pumps, and there weren't things that changed how an in-floor system cleaned, because, you know, really a mechanically driven in-floor cleaning system is really a victim of what has been a very promising technology and is a standard now within every pool is a variable speed pump. But man, for in-floor systems to run effectively, you have to have absolutely the right amount of water flow for that nozzle to project the right jet length to actually do the cleaning. And that's how it's engineered, and that's what it's based on. So over the years, in-floor has really been a victim to a variable speed pump goes to a lower speed. Now it's the in-floor system becomes very anemic and doesn't work that well. So with what we've created with this system, we've overcome that. And now with the intelligence of the system, it can really interlock with a control system on a pool. So literally, we put the programming of how to optimally clean that pool, and that gets flashed into the system at startup. But we don't necessarily just let it sit and run. What it has is it has a 16-2 wire that goes back to your control system, and it just goes to an open relay on the control system. So now whether it's your Pentair app or your OmniLogic or whatever that is, your whatever your pool system controls are, you can have on there in-floor cleaning, and you can have that scheduled to go whenever you like. And when that, when say it goes and runs at 10 o'clock at night, well, when that says go, it just closes that relay, and all that programming we have in our system, it just launches that and starts to do its run routine. Well, what does that do for us? It does a couple of really important things. Now with the use of both booster pumps and largely, say, like in the Phoenix market or in the Arizona market, a lot of single pump systems trying to run everything. So now we can interlock it through the control system. So when it says go to our in-floor cleaning, now we can run the pump up to high speed to really get that flow that's necessary to really make that in-floor cleaning system effective. And there's some other really neat features that you get by that as well, just with some basic intelligence. Like one of the challenges in in-floor is, let's say you have your in-floor and it's running, and now you want to go out and have a romantic spa night in your spa. You heat up the spa, but now in-floor is going and it's blasting cold water into the spa. And so a lot of builders have had to try to put in either electric actuated valve that's interlocked to their control. So when the in-floor starts, it diverts the water to a different circuit in the system, but it's complex, it's expensive, all those kinds of things. So now just through the control system, you can say, oh, spa's a priority over in-floor. So if anybody selects to turn on the spa heater, then we can just shut off the in-floor until the spa time is done. And then we can handle that through simple electronics instead of through expensive plumbing and some of those other things. So just really ties the system and really integrates it into the whole logic, the entire control system for the pool.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, our guests discuss how the dealer portal works, the convenience of an Amazon-like online ordering system, and the many homeowner benefits.
Hi, I'm Rich Gallo with Pure Swim Los Angeles, and this is your skimmer tip of the week. Have you ever had a call that you didn't make a note? You go back the next week and you totally forgot that you were supposed to bring a temp sensor or whatever. And it's over, and the customer now wants to know, what happened? Is the heater working? Oh, I forgot, I didn't record it. That never happens anymore. Now that I have Skimmer, I put that note in immediately when the customer alerts me, and it's locked in for the next visit, and it's done automatically. Thank you, Skimmer.
To find out more, check out episodes 138 and 154 of the podcast, or go to getskimmer.com/poolchasers. That's getskimmer.com/poolchasers.
Can you share with the listeners how this works? So go to the website and, you know, a builder can create an account or whoever it may be.
Yeah.
And you have access to your client portal. That is actually where people can upload the design schematics, all those different things, so that is actually how you take that design and put it in the application, correct?
Absolutely correct. So one of the things that's, you know, we spent the last 3 years developing this product, and we've spent a lot of resources to do that. But we just didn't want to get to the market and say, hey, here's a really new, great in-floor cleaning system. We really wanted our entire process, the entire experience for our builders to be something unique and different. And where did that come from? Well, you know, watching very successful companies like when BuzzGiz ran Paramount, and their absolute emphasis towards customer service and making builders their partner, having a philosophy that you hold your customers above yourself, and if they do well, you'll do well. And so that is very much our DNA at our company. So we didn't stop with just a disruptive, innovative system. We wanted our entire delivery method to be something unique and different and be optimally suited to how a contractor builds. So let me kind of walk you through that experience. So when a builder signs as a dealer for the pool product system, they get access to our portal that's based out of our website. And that portal is very interactive. It's far more interactive than anything in the market. And so what they do is they get signed their portal. They have a location where they can upload their drawings. No more is there, you know, sheets you have to fill out, design sheets, all that's on the portal. And we really don't even have you fill out a design sheet. We have a simple checklist that you kind of click through that says, just making sure all the appropriate information's on the drawings. Then allows them to upload that drawings, and it sends automatic notifications. We've got your drawing, we'll have that back. And our standard in our office is to turn the design around within 24 hours. So what do they get in 24 hours? They'll get a full set of design documents showing the design of the pool. They'll get the programming is actually completed at that time, and it's uploaded on the portal. They'll see the image of the pool and the zone mapping that's going to end up on the application, so they can see that there. And they'll get a complete bill of materials for that pool with the pricing, and it'll be at that dealer's pricing. So it gives them real-time cost. A lot of the dealers, they do a really good job estimating what in-floor costs, but usually the process takes some time, and they really don't know what their exact costs are. Our goal is, let's get you the actual cost ASAP so you can accurately bid this project and do it within a reasonable time frame. So after that's happened, the builder can go through and he can look at their bill of materials. If he wants to order that project, he can edit that bill of materials. We are not going through distribution with this product. We are doing manufacturer direct because we believe in-floor is a very interactive process with the builder and has to be highly supported. And we believe we can do that better than anybody in the market because this is all we do and this is what we focus on. So, you know, if we need to run out and look at a job, we've got sales reps all over the country, and we need to run out looking at a job or help a new builder just onboard, we can certainly do that. But back to that portal, he can edit that order. Say he's got certain parts in stock and he doesn't need them, he can change that order. But if he wants everything to do that job, it's very much like an Amazon approach. You can go there and easily just order that. And, you know, we work with pool builders that are very, very large pool builders, and we work with builders that are smaller pool builders. And sometimes, hey, that guy's making his order at 9 o'clock at night. Well, he can do that on our website.
I think that's huge because prior to that, you know, we're cutting out the middleman, right? So we still have a customer service team. However, like Jim said, if that builder is working at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, which these days, as you know, the pool business booming the way it is, builders are working that late into the early hours of the morning, they can now go on like an Amazon warehouse and order what they need without having to wait the next day to call customer service or email customer service. So it's a very user-friendly, interactive product, like Jim is saying, which is huge for us to be able to have our customers do that and cut out the middleman when need be.
Yeah, to get that process started right away. That's, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a vision we had. We were a little bit, we were blessed with having some pool builders involved just as a focus group early on, and they really advised some things that really steered us in the correct direction of really developing not just a product, but a system that really worked well for them. So to kind of finish out that online ordering process, so not only do we just do the bill of materials, but we have a full online warehouse. So if they want to go get say that, you know, they want a case of nozzle bodies just to have on stock because they just, you know, want to have those available, they can go at any time and order parts just from our online warehouse. So again, that warehouse will show up, it'll show all their dealer pricing on it, and they can just go on and order what they need. And then we will ship. And one of the things that Nick talked about that was a big departure from how things are done in the industry. You know, normally you get a bag of parts for like a nozzle and a pool builder or a head setter or whoever's installing those heads has to sit and assemble those based on a drawing. Well, that's not easy for a builder. That in a time where you know, hours and minutes are extremely valuable to get the next job done, you know, we're taking that on. And not only does that make it easier on the builder, but it's a better product. So literally on our plans, let's say a project has 20 heads on it. Every head is numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, clear through 20. And every head has a very specific recipe of what exactly it's made from. And so what we do is when that order is placed, we have assembly pods that are set up in our manufacturing center that literally we can process an entire order for a pool builder within 24 hours if need be. If they want to schedule out in advance, that's all the better. But if we need to get a head order out to a complete in-floor system out to a pool builder, we can ship it within 24 hours. And what we do is we completely assemble every head. Not only do we assemble it, but then it goes through a quality control process where we double check to make sure that head operates exactly as it was intended to. So when that pool builder, he literally gets it's almost like a crated box that starts with the first head, and they're placed in holders in there, and it's literally they have a number on the head. So now instead of having to, you know, assemble a head, literally guy takes the head out of the box, head one goes in the one position, head two goes in the two position, head three goes in the three position. They no longer have to deal with assembling heads. And we know we're sending a head out that's got the right orifice size in it, it's got the right rotation, it does what it's supposed to do, and it's ready to go, and it's been quality control checked. So now that system can start up and run optimally. So the other thing we've kind of done this that's kind of an extension of that is, hey, we're doing it different. We are going to send those heads to you, that entire package for that pool. We send it to you at our cost. We ship it to you. That's part of the program we offer. So we can send it right to the location you want, whether it's to your, you know, your facility as a contractor, or we even break it up into a plumbing kit and then a startup kit. So if you want the plumbing kit to go to your plumber, you just do that. You just designate on the portal where you want it to go, and we send it right to that location. On that box is the job name. It says exactly what's in the box. It has only the parts that are for the rough-in or the plumbing side of things. And then the second kit comes at startup, and it has the nozzle bodies and the nozzles, and it has the cartridges that go inside of the valve and the controller. And all that's there, so you don't have extra parts laying around on the job site. They get lost. You have to manage them. We're getting them real time to you. So literally we can get them to the people that need them in exactly what they need. Nobody has to stop and account for what's in the box. It can go right to the people that need it. So it's easiest from a point from our warehouse to the job site.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. Thank you, Amazon, for showing us how to do that.
Yeah, right.
You know, because everybody listening to this can agree that logistics in this business can be very difficult, whether you're building a pool, remodeling, servicing, doesn't matter what you're doing, getting things from, you know, point A to B can sometimes be a pain in the ass.
If we can save whoever it is, the plumber, the pool builder, if we can save them the hour and a half sitting down at the distribution house waiting to get their parts, and they can spend that hour and a half every day working on their job, that's just going to make them more profitable. And our overwhelming mission is if we can make our partners more successful, we're going to be more successful. And that's our goal. So that's all part of it. Everything that we do is tied into that philosophy.
Yeah. It seems like you've thought a lot about each person in this entire process, because even down to the design is very minimal to this, is my opinion. It looks like there is only what this product needs, nothing more, nothing less. So when I was looking at the products, and we talked about this, was that it just looked like there was a lot of opportunities for industry professionals in this product. Because before, if a technician, a cleaning technician, needed to replace a gear set or needed to replace, you know, something else, there's quite a bit of work that has to be done. And it's not always the most convenient when it's, you know, 110 degrees outside. But with your product, there's things that are really kind of plug and play where you can make very well the same amount of money or more money in a fraction of the time, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we've been, you know, can be good, can be bad. But, you know, I the overwhelming reaction from the contractor base or the dealers that have come in and looked at what we're doing has been, wow, this is going to cost a lot more. This is certainly disruptive. This is amazing, but it's going to cost us, isn't it? And they're actually stunned to find out that we are extremely competitive with other in-floor markets.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We knew that for us to compete, we had to be priced accordingly. And so we were able to do that very much so. And we're really proud of that.
So, you know, I guess the addition to being at this basically the same price point, you know, one of the things you touched on was replacement and, you know, how do you deal with that? So just in our business philosophy and things like the portal and that kind of thing, there's so many more tools. You know, again, some of these things that we just are taking for granted of how things are operating are truly assets to the contractor builders, because, you know, things like every order that is placed, every pool job that a dealer has on our portal through their portal account is always in forever archived there. So they can go back a year, 2 years back and go back to, you know, 2022, 3 years from now, and I can go to the Smith job and Mrs. Smith says, hey, you know, little Johnny broke the head off or something happened to the head down by the bottom step. We can go, that builder can go to the plan, it's archived there, can tell us the head number of that head, and we can literally build the exact same head that was built 3 years ago, the exact same color, the exact same camming inside, the right orifice size, whether it's weighted or spring, and we can send that replacement head out to that builder as a warranty or as a replacement on that project. And we know exactly how every head that we've ever nozzle that we've ever built, exactly how it was built, and we can always repeat it.
Beautiful. And how does the homeowner benefit from this new system? Do they have access to the application as well?
Yeah, they can have access. And so it can be on the homeowner's phone app, and the homeowner can go in and they could make adjustments to zones, you know, sometimes, and it's really left up to the builder and how they want to handle that. Do they want to give that homeowner a lot of control, or do they want to kind of keep that control? We actually have different levels of access within our app. So it can be run only on a kind of a monitoring basis. So if I'm a homeowner and my in-floor system's running, I can go to the app. It'll say, hey, your total cleaning time for this pool is 3 hours and 20 minutes. You're on zone 4. It's currently cleaning zone 4, and there's 2 hours and 10 minutes left. So it gives you a real-time reporting of what's going on. The other thing that can happen is, let's say, like, you know, here in Arizona, we get monsoon storms. My in-floor is scheduled to clean at 10 o'clock at night, so it's off-peak and it's running at nighttime. But if a storm rolls through and dumps a bunch of junk in the pool, all I have to do is go to my pool control system, say I want my in-floor to run, and our system's always sitting there waiting to have the pool control system say go. So if I need to run that thing twice in a day, no problem. It'll take off and start running its cleaning program, and it's not dependent on, you know, a scheduled time clock that runs once a day. It'll take off and run anytime you want it to go.
And you know that this is one of those things that people are going to want to flex with in their backyard. You know what I mean? We're I got this. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of that. You want me to push that around? Yeah, don't worry about it. It's like a remote control minus all the, you know, wires and stuff like that.
Yeah, what is different about this system is where it's tangible is that you will literally see your pool cleaning from one end to the other. You will see the debris moving from one end to the other, where existing systems, because it's randomly jumping around the pool and shooting a single jet of water and we're just kind of agitating the stuff, and hopefully in a few hours it's getting cleaner. We are literally systematically moving the debris from one end to the other. You will see, hey, that end of the pool is still dirty. That end of the pool is clean. This is pretty remarkable, and it's very tangible.
Because it's not so easy right now, right, for to even change the times of zones for head. So if it's, you know, if you're trying to troubleshoot a pool right now, don't you have to kind of like wait around?
You do. You have to, you know, let's say there's a current 6-port valve in it, and it's going to run through its gear train, and you have to wait for it to come around to the zone you're concerned about. And there's a little mechanical pause mechanism to try to get it to stop at that location. And you have to wait around for it. Exactly. But with this system, you literally can go to that phone app. You can select any given zone you'd like. You have a diagnostic mode, and you can literally go say, I want zone 6 to run in this pool. And no matter what zone it's on, it will stop what it's doing, and the valve will step to zone 6, and it will sit and run on that zone until you tell it not to.
We're going to take another quick break. When we get back, Jim and Nick go through the product line and discuss what the future holds for pool products. This episode is brought to you by Leslie's. Pool season is rapidly approaching, and Leslie's is here to help you, the pool trade professional, be ready for action. With more than 950 locations across the country and extended hours of operations, including weekends, Leslie's is available when and where you need them. So stop by your local Leslie's today and let them help you plan your product needs this season. To learn more about their exclusive pool trade professional programs, check out episode 151 and 165 of the podcast, or visit a store today. This episode is also brought to you by Lion Financial. Partner with the industry leader in swimming pool loans, Lion Financial, to make backyard dreams come true. Lion Financial has financing options for swimming pool and home improvement projects of $5,000 and above, including pool equipment. Their programs offer your customers the very best in pool financing solutions, including rates as low as 2.99%, terms up to 30 years, unsecured loans up to $200,000, options available for credit scores of 600 and above, and no consulting fees. Lion Financial is your one-stop shop for pool financing solution, now offering both cash direct to customer loan programs, as well as loans that pay you directly in stages. It is absolutely free for pool contractors to partner with Lion Financial. Financing options made it easier for your customers to say yes to a pool. Lion Financial never charges prepayment penalties or consulting fees to your clients, and partners with both you and your customers until the project is complete. When it comes to something as important as a pool, work with true professionals who have the best interests of both you and your customers in mind. With more than 43 years of experience specializing in pool financing solutions, why trust anyone but the experts? Call Lion Financial today or visit the link below.
Okay, so let's go through just the products so everybody knows real quick. So you have the heads, and they come in different colors, sizes, all of that, correct?
Yeah, literally our heads have the capability. We added it up here a while ago. The heads all the color configurations, with all the nozzle sizes. So we have 6 or 7 standard colors, something that any pool builder would find very, very robust for any of their pool designs. So colors are good. One of the things that's kind of unique about our system, that we have a universal nozzle body. So it is with the design of it and the way that the edge is, there's a super minimal knife edge reveal on it. So it's been common in the industry for many, many years that you had to match your nozzle body, the part that holds the head in the pool. You had to match that color to the head, because there was a lot of it was revealed after the finish of the pool was installed. With this, it casts like a small knife edge, kind of almost like a shadow line. You just can't see it. So now we have a standard nozzle body color. So now, as a builder, I can go out, I can put that standard nozzle body in any pool, you know, and oftentimes, hey, the homeowner at the last minute changes the color of the pool they want, or they change the finish color, or they remodel the pool at some point. It doesn't matter with our nozzle body. It's completely universal, and I can drop a white head on it, a blue, a black. It doesn't matter. It looks great with all of them. So in the heads, we just have a bunch of configurations. One of the things that's really unique about our heads is our cam logic that goes in it, completely changeable. I can change the cam logic in 10 seconds in a head, and I can make that head do entirely different things. I can make it rotate clockwise. I can actually take that cam and flip it over. I can make that head work counterclockwise. So just that little innovation alone, what does that do for us? Well, when you think about it and you're trying to move debris through a pool, and I'm sweeping off the walls instead of the heads going on the right side of the pool and the left side of the pool the same direction. You want them to be counter-rotating. So as that head sweeping out of the wall, it's moving that debris down towards the drain. You don't want a head pushing debris back in the direction you just came from when we're doing this zone-by-zone cleaning. So even by changing that cam out, I can make that head skip an entire portion of its cleaning rotation. So when I'm moving debris from one end of the pool to the other, I can stop it. I can say we're only moving it forward. We're not moving it backward. And so it skips the area that would blow it backwards, and it only steps on the areas to move it forward. So it's our heads have literally well over 200 configurations between colors, nozzle sizes. You know, unlike certain systems out there, we have clear from a quarter inch nozzle, clear up to a 3/4 inch. So we have quarter, a 3/8, a half, and a 3/4 inch nozzle, which will supply a full 60 GPM, which is a phenomenal amount of flow. So if I have a big open body of water, a large pool, I can really reach out and clean a large, large area with the 60 GPM nozzle.
Right. And what's the name of that exact head?
We just call it our pool jet.
Pool jet. Okay. Yeah,
it's the pool jet.
And what's the name of the module?
Well,
or what would you call that?
Yeah, we call the system our pool connect system because it really connects you to the operation of the your in-floor system. Got so what makes up the really the heart of that pool connect components is our 8-port valve. So we have an 8-port valve in lieu of what's been common in the market, 6-port, because so many pools are much larger and more complex than they used to be. So 8 ports, you know, is a widely needed volume of zones. So we created a larger valve where that can fit into one valve instead of going to 2 valves. And then we have what we call the connect controller, and that's what really controls water flow to our valve and what gives us the logic to be able to work interactively with the valve. So we can pause on a zone, we can cycle the heads within that zone, then we can move to the next zone and cycle the heads and the duration of flow in that zone. So we, and that coupled with the programming and the app, the phone app, that's your device to interact with the system in the field. We call that our pool connect system. So those major three components, the valve, the controller, and the app, are the pool connect system along with our pool jets.
So what does a future look like for you guys? Because this is a futuristic looking company. You guys got a lot going on. I mean, what do things look like for you?
Yeah, great question. I think one of the things that we are really focused on as a company, and I always want to be our DNA, is we're a company that can innovate. It's our DNA with Nick's heritage, with my heritage. We come from a long line of innovators, and we have products right now that are that are on the drawing boards, that are in prototyping. Some of them extremely disruptive. I still have the benefit of my dad has. You know, he retired several years ago. He hasn't been in the greatest health, but man, is his mind sharp. And he brings to our team some of the greatest experiences and what works and what doesn't work in these pool systems. So we've got some very disruptive future products coming. We are not just going to be a little in-floor company. We plan to expand into a broad offering of very disruptive, innovative swimming pool products, both in the in-floor and outside of the in-floor sector in the swimming pool industry.
That's very cool. I know I can see these in the future being in every hotel, everything that has water. Because now you've got these, you know, massive luxury homes where, you know, there's just like water features and water pits all over the property. Something's got to clean it, right?
Yeah, we just designed a pool a day or two ago. Had over 100 nozzles in it. I mean, this pool is the size of a hotel pool. Jeez. Amazing. And the features that are going in these pools now, with these enormous shallow pool areas that are both architectural in addition to the useful pool area for swimming and relaxing and in the lounge areas. The complexity, pools are not just, you know, four edges anymore. They are full of all kinds of architectural features and very elaborate. So with the system that is completely capable of being adapted to all these different configurations and zone to clean all these really unique features is something that's it's really needed in the market now because these pools are just there's just a lot more going on than there used to be.
Correct. Yeah. And I would say on that as well, I think we've had a few builders now. One of our newest builders, he goes, you know, Nick and Jim, this is what every homeowner thinks they've been getting when they've been sold an in floor. And you guys have actually done that. And so we have heard that if we haven't heard that once, we've heard it 15 times. This system is what homeowners have always thought they were getting when they were being sold an in floor. And now we've actually made that true.
That's genius.
Which is really cool.
I think that is exactly true.
We've got a guy coming in today and he goes, Nick, tell me a little bit about the system or how can I get excited about it? He goes, I need to get excited. And I go, Anthony, everyone else has a flip phone and we've got the iPhone. I'll see you at 1 o'clock. And he got excited.
That's awesome. Man.
You can see one of Nick's talents is he can get the point across much faster than I can.
Jim is though the brains, the inventor, the CEO. He's everything to this company. And I am here to help him out with my relations. And I think like what we've talked about online is that Jim and I aren't here by accident.
It's your destiny. You know,
we're standing on the shoulders of giants. We've been in this business forever. Jim's dad went to work for my grandfather at Paddock Pools when he was 19. So Mr. John Gettle, when he was 19, started to work for my grandfather at Paddock and he hasn't looked back. And so we've both grown up in this industry and we have people behind us that are relying on us that we want to make sure that quite frankly, that they're proud of us. And so we have a legacy to fulfill.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't agree with that more. Even the more that I talk to builders that I've never met who know my father and know the reputation of my father and just hold Nick's dad Buzz in such high regard. You know, I realized, you know, Nick's dad's the Michael Jordan of this pool industry. He comes with that kind of weight. And you know, even though my father was very humble about it, as I meet with people that, you know, I've talked to executives from some of the industry's largest pool manufacturing companies who say, your father was one of the most brilliant people I've ever met and had experience to work with in the swimming pool industry. And it's really humbling for us. And so I think, you know, keeps coming back to the word stewardship for me. Mm-hmm. I just think we have an incredible response. It really isn't about Nick and it's really not about me. It's really about a legacy that we're representing. And that's extremely important to us, extremely important in everything we do. And it really guides where we're going as a company.
Right. Correct. Yeah. That's what we grew up in, right? We grew up in where we want to be in the people business. We've got great product, but we want to be in the people business, customer centric and highly innovative.
But I mean, who's going to know better than you guys? I mean, growing up in it, knowing the people that use the products, manufacturing, the best way to do things, what to think about, what not to do. I mean, there's just so many things. I think it would be really hard for an outsider to just step in and think they know what to do because they went to one pool and had an idea.
Correct.
Because there's a lot of that where it's like, you think you know something because you've seen one thing, but it's like, oh, dude, it's much more complicated than that.
Yeah, I always say the greatest error you can make is like when you get real presumptive, you look at the way things are done and you go, oh, well, that's not right. I can improve that. That makes no sense. And then you, because of lack of experience, you get 10 steps down there and you go, oh, that's why we're supposed to do it that way. Well, we have the benefit of literally decades. I think about my father. He, as a kid growing up, that man would spend day after day in test pools, just examining how debris would move with water. What if I moved the flow a little bit differently? What if I manipulated it to do this or that? I mean, we'd be years trying to catch up to the amount of testing and experience that that honestly we just kind of have built in, and we're just something we've been blessed with that frankly we don't deserve, but we just, that's what gives us that feeling of that, you know, we just have something really special to take care of here.
Yeah, and Jim's dad, Mr. John Gettle, has over 100 patents in this industry as well. So,
oh my God,
yeah,
really,
he's brilliant mind,
brilliant mind. I mean,
I want to see that wall.
We have that wall.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah,
you know, I'm just so curious now, you know, hearing all of this, you know, what are you guys doing personally to be the best version of yourselves? It seems like there's a lot on the line. You got a lot of people looking at you, you know, and unfortunately, some people are just waiting for you to screw up. You know, are there like books, meditation? It looks like you probably work out or something.
Gym?
Like, yeah,
that's right. Thank you for saying that. I really appreciate it.
You were outside the front door doing push-ups, man.
I mean, Jim is, you know, sleeping 2 hours a night, so he's working 22 hours a day.
Weren't you wearing that yesterday?
Exactly. Yeah. Sorry, it's a little wrinkled.
Just kidding.
Yeah. I think we're really big on self-care, right? We want to make sure we're taking care of ourselves, but this isn't about ourselves right now, and so we have to have a different mindset, and there's nothing like just gritty hard work, and that's what we're doing to put into it, and because that's what it's going to take.
I like that. It's a sacrifice.
It's the truth. It is a sacrifice, and like we said, we have a lot of people relying on us, and there is a lot of pressure, but you can also thrive in pressure, and so that's what we feel like we're doing. We're thriving in pressure, and we're not worried about ourselves right now. We're worried about our people and our clients and our employees. And yep. And nothing else matters.
Yeah, I guess I would just add to that. I'm 54 years old, and I've been an entrepreneur and in business since I was 27 years old. So I've been doing it for a long time. I've had great successes, and I've had failures in my experiences. And you know, I think maturity in what you're doing is really important. And you know, I've had experiences where we've had many employees that I frankly, due to my lack of experience, I didn't handle as well as I should have. In other words, what is your focus? Is it about you? Is it about where this company's going? And is it about your ego? Or is it about something bigger than yourself? And, you know, I can tell you for me, and I know that, you know, Nick, just with his dad's DNA and where they come from, you know, if this was about us, or if it was about me, or if Nick, we wouldn't be the same company. So we're very customer centric in what we're doing, and we're very employee centric in what we're doing. And I've really noticed that. And I think certainly with this younger generation that I'm working with, we have some just brilliant minds in our office. But what motivates a 20 something year old right now versus what motivates me is something entirely different. And we really invest in our people, and you know, we do things like we have weekly leadership training. And you know, one of my guys that I really like is John Maxwell. Just a really good, he's an older guy, great leadership principles. And everybody wants to have a future, and they want to be part of something bigger. Especially with younger people, they don't still want to feel like they're a cog in the wheel. They want to feel like they're part of something bigger, that they're on a mission to go somewhere. And so I really recognize that within our organization, it's not about me. And whether it's the receptionist, the engineer, the draftsman, the guy assembling the parts in the warehouse, every person is completely vital within the process of our organization. And if one's missing, we all suffer. And so it's really holding everybody up. You know, because we all have blind spots. We all have things we see better than anybody else in the room, and then there's things that we see the least of anybody else in the room. So when you recognize that in your maturity, and you sit around and you say, "Hey, we need to make a decision on something. Here's my perspective, but I want your perspective." Where people at different levels in the organization are going, "Here's my perspective," and you recognize that, you know. We even do some personality profiling and things like that within our organization. And we recognize, hey, you're better at seeing things in a certain way than me. And one of my things is like, I have a good gut feeling about things. If I have a good gut sense, then it's usually right. But there's other things like what it really takes to get this task done. I tend to be over optimistic on. So I have to be disciplined to go, hey, I need to listen to that person. And when they're saying it's really going to take 6 months, then I'd like it to take 3, and I'm going to try to get you to do it in 4, but it's probably going to take 6. And so it makes me better when I can plan around that. We bring it to the table to make the best possible decisions, the best possible products and the services we provide.
So just being like super open-minded and just being the best version of yourself, whatever that takes.
Yeah, it's total humility, to be honest with you, you know, and just recognizing that I'm no smarter, better than anybody else in the organization. And everybody, you know, that I sit and admire like Nick. There's things that he does and I just go, what a talent, what a gift. He has a certain gift and certain strengths, the way God wired him, that's completely different than how he wired me. And I just admire his strengths and I lean on him in areas that he's stronger than me at. You know, if whoever thinks they're the best at everything is the first guy that's going to fail. So
thank you. Same back to you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Really appreciate you sharing all of that information and just taking the time to be here on the show. I know you're super busy. I mean, there's a line out the, you know, Pool Products door just waiting to, you know, get their hands on this stuff.
Oh, I gotta get that.
Yeah. So I just, you know, thank you so much. This was really enlightening and I know the listeners are going to geek out on it. So where can people, you know, find you guys online?
Yeah. Poolproducts.com. It's PULproducts.com. Go there and check out our website. We've got some neat videos on there of how our system works and all kinds of information there. And, you know, just give us a call. We'd love to talk to you and just kind of explain to you what, some of the interesting and fun things we're doing. Nick likes to really talk to people.
I love it. So I love it. Yeah.
You were the first one I talked to. So yeah,
I know. I know. And we appreciate you coming in and we're really thankful and fortunate for you to allow us to do this and be here so we can talk a little bit about ourselves and promote who we are and what we have. And we're a bunch of young, hungry cats. So watch out.
Right. Well, have a good one, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, Pool Chasers. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode. To connect with today's guests, including pictures, links, and resources from everything discussed today, you can visit the episode page at poolchasers.com or click the links below. To connect more with us, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter by searching at Pool Chasers. If you would like to support the podcast, the easiest and most effective way is to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube, as well as share the show or your favorite episode with a friend or on social media. Also, you can get early access to each episode by supporting us through Patreon. We know your time is valuable, so thank you for sharing some of yours with us today.
See you out there, Pool Chasers.